So some of the February weather pattern will follow us into March. It is the 1st of March, the month that begins in winter and ends in spring. We turn to the Canadian band Silverstein to remind us just how grim the first part of the month can be. Now, the song is called The Ides of March. Make things sound pretty bleak, huh? But like any month in our region, March is full of events in the arts world, and we're here to talk about them in the return of our first Friday Arts segment. It's all from the phones. We invite arts organizations to call with info about coming events on stages or in galleries or whatever venue out there. If that's you, give us a call at 800-838-3760. We do have one phone line still open, 800-838-3760, to take part in First Friday Arts here on the Jefferson Exchange. And because he may need to get to class, I'm going to bring in Matthew from Crater Drama first and let him jump to the front of the line. Hi, Matthew. Thanks for joining us on First Friday.
Hey. Good morning, Jeffrey. Thank you so much. And you're absolutely correct in your assumption there. I want to say thank you first off to JPR and you, Jeffrey, in particular, for supporting the youth in our valley and their artistry and what they choose to do and to express and put out there in the world. I'm so appreciative of this program and that we get the opportunity to do this. So thank you.
Glad to have you. And what do you got going on at Crater Drama?
Well, we've got Cinderella, the Enchanted Edition, a Rodgers and Hammerstein music and book. It was adapted actually from the stage by Tom Briggs from the teleplay by Robert L. Friedman. And the teleplay was its fourth iteration. It was a 1997 remake, which starred Brandy as Cinderella and Whitney Houston as her fairy godmother. And so this Enchanted Edition brings that whole classic story to life with our magical kingdom and our mice running around. We have students from age 6 to 18 in the district. I've got some alumni who've come back, Chandra Mendez, to help choreograph the show. I've got students right now. You might hear some loud noises that are going through the theater right now because we start tech today, and they're designing the lights and getting everything all hung and focused so that we can start putting lights and sound in with our show this evening. Everything is student-run and assistant directed as well this year, with Chandra coming in and helping out not only with choreography but also with some directing aspects too. And it's what I do this, or the reasons why I do this, to let the students soar and to do their thing. And what a great family-friendly story to put out there for our community to come and watch and experience with us.
So give us the full slate of dates and times for Cinderella, the Enchanted Edition.
Sounds great. We open Thursday, March 7th. And so we go two weekends, March 7th through March 9th and March 14th through the 16th at 7 p.m. And then on both of those Saturdays, the 9th and the 16th at 1:30 p.m., we have a matinee. Our student and senior prices are $7. Our general admission is $10.
All right, that is Cinderella, the Enchanted Edition at Crater Drama. This is at which side of Crater High School should people come into to be able to get to this?
We're on the North 3rd Street side. So if you put into your Google Maps or whatever GPS system you have, 655 North 3rd Street here in Central Point, you will find us.
All right, and that is Central Point, Oregon. Thanks so much for joining us, Matthew, with Crater Drama. Good to get you onto the First Friday Arts segment.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care. Let us move now to, we have Ed at the Southern Oregon Repertory Singer, who is based in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thanks again, Jeff. And it is the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers concert coming up. A couple of years ago, Jim Collier, who's one of the most generous music sponsors in the entire Rogue Valley, agreed to fund a concert of contemporary choral music every year for our group. And the concert this year features all 21st century choral works. And it takes place this weekend, Saturday evening, March 2nd at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoon, March 3rd at 3 p.m. in the Music Building on the SOU campus. This year's concert features a mix of American and British composers as well as one Norwegian composer. A couple quick hits on the program. The concert opens with an Alleluia and a joyful, almost jazz-like setting of this joyous text. This is followed by a prayer to a guardian angel, a very poignant lullaby. The second half features a piece called The Lake Isle by Norwegian composer Ola Yalo, and it's set in a lightly pastoral style with guitar accompaniment, and it sounds quite similar to Simon and Garfunkel's Sounds of Silence. And the last piece on the program gives the title to the concert, Songs for the Journey. It comes from a setting of songs from Celtic folklore by our composer in residence, Jody French. So once again, it's an all 21st century choral concert. There's much, much beauty in the work. Paul has once again chosen very well for this program, and it takes place this weekend.
Saturday, 7 o'clock, and Sunday at 3 o'clock?
You got it.
Music Recital Hall, Southern Oregon University. Is that your only event for the month of March?
That is.
All right.
And Jeff, we do appreciate this format. It's a wonderful thing, so thank you.
Always glad to have you here on First Friday Arts. That's Ed with Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. We move on now to Steve at the New Zone Gallery in Eugene. And if you're calling, does that mean New Zone Gallery has a home?
You're right. We're back. As you said, the Ides of March have brought the Arts Alive back to downtown Eugene in our new location at 22 West 7th. That's in downtown Eugene, right across from the Holt Center, a great 6,000 square foot space. We want to thank Pacific Realty and the City of Eugene, because it is a City of Eugene space, for giving us the opportunity to bring the New Zone back. It's on a temporary basis, but as time goes on, we'll see how long we can stay there.
Okay, so do you have a specific exhibit going on now, or is this your first time in an actual space for, what, 2 months now?
2 months now. This is actually our seventh location over the years, but what we have to have going this month is we wanted to bring back, it's a beautiful space, and we wanted to bring the Zone for All show, which is an open, non-juried show. It's open to any artist. We had a scramble to get the space. We had a space lined up about a month ago, but we lost it before we got it, so we had to re-scramble and found this beautiful space. And so we have this show that's about to start tonight with the first stop on the Art Walk, which starts at 5:30. This show, we have a little over 300 pieces of work by over 100 artists in this particular open, non-juried show.
Okay, and so the location again at 22 West 7th in Eugene?
Yes, right across the street from the Holt Center, underneath the parkade, so there's plenty of parking. We're going to, like I said, we're going to have our opening reception tonight with music by David Rogers. We'll have libations provided by Din Kasi. It's going to be a fun event. We'd like people to come on out. They're finally digging out after this some record snowfall we had on Monday, and so it's going to give something for people to do. We're open Tuesday, possibly Mondays, through Saturday, noon to 6, and you can check us out at www.newzonegallery.org. I'd also like to thank you for the format that you bring to your radio listening audiences, too.
Glad to put it out there. Glad to have people calling in from around the region to let us know about their arts events and New Zone Gallery. Particularly nice to hear that you found yourself a home. Thanks for calling, Steve. We have a couple of phone lines open now on First Friday Arts at 800-838-3760. No waiting right now at 800-838-3760. As we turn to Dan Hauser at the Camelot Theater in Talent. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Jeffrey, good morning. Happy March to you as well.
Happy March.
Yeah, hey, we're really excited. We've got a fun play. It's in the second week of a four-week run. It's called A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It is a British kind of a farce comedy. And the way they describe it, which I find funny, is Monty Python meets Sweeney Todd at Downton Abbey.
All right, so, sounds fair. And I want to ask you, because we have a clip that that Brian sent ahead. And so let's hear the clip and then try to figure out what's going on.
Okay.
I roll the dice, quits dying. What grizzlies, what a plague is going round? It seems with every day a dice quiz slips away, and here we are assembled, putting another one in the ground. It's frankly all
Why are all the dice quits dying? What is going on here with these people singing a cheery song about other people dying?
It's a comedy. It's a musical comedy. And what the premise of the whole show is, there's a gentleman who, as his mother passed, found out that he's actually related to a very wealthy family. And unfortunately, he's eighth in line to succeeding the Earl of Highhurst Castle. So in order to become the Earl, he has to avenge his mother's, you know, banishment from the family, take out eight relatives ahead of him to become the Earl. And the way he goes about doing this, there are always very little funny plots that it happens. So that's why everyone's dying in the Dice Quit family, so that Monty Navarro could become the Earl of Highhurst Castle. So it's a very funny plot. But the music is incredible. We always have live orchestras at Camelot, and the singers. This has got Cody Petit, who's been around the market here for quite a while. Very talented singer, along with two female leads. That there's Lauren Panther, and there's also Marie... I'm drawing a blank here. Anyhow, the main character who plays, this is also a funny little part of the show, the eight characters that are Dice Quit heirs are all played by one character. So
so this one guy gets to die over and over again?
He does. So many times. He goes off stage as a archduke and comes back on as a woman, and goes off stage, comes back as a hunter. There's just a variety of costume changes, and it's actually quite funny when you see him go off stage and come in into such an elaborate costume with very little time to change. And he's got a great voice. Paul Kafka is the gentleman who does those roles, and it's just a funny play. When you start to realize it's the same character coming back in as a different character, it just adds to the comedy of the show.
Was it Mia Gaskin? Was that the name you were trying to come up with?
No, Melanie Marie.
Melanie Marie. Okay, there we go. Okay. There
it's
we go.
Always good when the gray matter fires off the show in the morning.
Yeah. So have those two brain cells that work before 9 a.m.
This is the second week of the fourth week run, and it runs the 17th of March, and it runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the Sunday matinee. And we're really excited because the show is selling very well, and it's a funny, funny show. This one actually ran through the Tonys in 2014 and swept the Tonys, so about 5 years ago. Coming away with Best Picture, Best Musical, and I think Best Book from 11 nominations. So we're really excited to bring this to the Valley.
I remember seeing the performances at the Tonys that year. So yeah, it was a fun
very
show.
Fun.
Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder through March 17th at the Camelot Theater and Talent. Dan, thank you.
That is correct. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Right. Bye. Take care. Bye. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines open at 800-838-3760 as we turn to Mike at the Brit Festival in Jacksonville.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi,
how
Mike.
Are you?
I'm doing well.
I think we have a cut of music to play.
If somebody meant to send it, it didn't get here.
Oh, I saw a response from you yesterday. Never mind.
Oh, well, didn't see the attachment.
Anyway,
my fault.
I was hoping you'd play Saturday in the Park by Chicago, because what I would say is, well, we're close. It's not quite the 4th of July. It's happening on July 17th, and we're bringing Chicago to the Brit stage. So we had an announcement 2 weeks ago on the 15th of February and brought out seven shows, and that was one of them. We've got quite a few other things. We're kicking off the season, at least this point. It looks like it's going to kick off the season with Rain, the tribute to the Beatles. And
oh, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that. These guys do the Beatles like the Beatles, and it'll be just an amazing concert. And then we've got just a mix-up of other things. Sublime with Rome, if you were into music in the 90s, you know who that is. Chicago, as I mentioned, for the folk people, Trampled by Turtles is coming back. We're bringing back the Piano Guys. There are a lot of people excited about that. On the indie rock side of things, the mighty OAR summer tour is coming with American Authors. And then for the reggae crowd, of course, we've got to have at least one reggae show. Iration is coming, and they're bringing Pepper and Fortunate Youth. They've been here before. So we've got a lot of things already announced. Tickets for these shows are in pre-sale right now, so you need to be a member to be able to purchase those tickets. But they'll go on sale here pretty soon on March 11th, and then we have another announcement on March 15th. So lots going on, getting ready for summer at Brit.
All right, so let me understand. So it's not a rolling thing. The pre-sale finishes and the sale to the general public for the shows you just named all happens at the same time on March 11th?
Yeah, pretty much. The membership pre-sale goes until March 11th, and then anybody can buy tickets at that point for those shows that have been announced so far.
All right, but then you get another rank of shows that you're talking about announcing on March 15th and another round of pre-sale and regular sale.
Yes, exactly. So we do that with each of these, and we have three announcements. We'll have a big one in April on April 11th as well.
Okay, so is this season a bit more of a rolling event now? I mean, it seemed like at one time there was a general announcement and you had all your shows for the entire summer put out there at once, but it's not like that anymore, it sounds like.
No. Last year we decided to change between members and band artists wanting to announce earlier. We decided that having multiple announcements makes more sense. It allows people to plan their summer vacations better or more early, and just helps with everything in general.
Okay, so that is the Brit Festival. Get the pre-sale for Chicago, Rain, Piano Guys, the Mighty OAR Summer Tour, and more going through March 11th, and then the general public sales starting March 12th, I guess.
Yes, and all of our orchestra tickets are already on sale, so you can buy things already at this point. It's all at britfest.org.
Okay, Mike, always good to have you here on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Great talking with you, Jeff.
All right, take care. First Friday Arts here on the Jefferson Exchange. Multitude of phone lines open at 800-838-3760, but no takers, so we will move to our segment-ending song and see if anybody else calls while that's going on. It's hard to find songs, cheery songs, specifically about the month of March, so I found this one from Frightened Rabbit. It's a kicky little tune, but it's called Late March, Death March.
Church again and the hand claps all fell quiet. I watched the statue of you cry. A candle is born, so we start the black march home through a stale and silent night. Drunk priest at your side, staggering sermons never washed. There's no reproach from a lit touch paper booth. Got stubborn marrow in bastard bone. Should we just get home, sleep this off, throw some sorries and then do it all again? Bridges burn, and perhaps we'll shortly learn that it was arson all along. Can we just get home, sleep this off, throw some sorries in there? Save my breath, face silence for the road ahead, and this march, death march.
The song is called Late March Death March. That's by Frightened Rabbit here, closing out our First Friday Art segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. I thought I detected an accent in there. I didn't know much about the band before I put them up, but they're from Selkirk and the Scottish borders. My wife and I drove through Selkirk last September.